From VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report.
Voilà, ça peut être le temps qui passe, et ça peut être aussi le temps qu'il fait. La pluie.
Oui, la pluie.
La pluie. The rain, la pluie. Comme hier, hein?
La pluie.
Those sounds you hear are from the Chemin de Duna School in France. The school serves a camp for migrants near the port of Calais. The students sit on chairs in a tent or outside in the sunshine. They do not pay to attend the school. Their teachers and the head of the school are all volunteers. At a French language class, the students are learning terms for the weather, like rain and wind. Many of the migrants are from Sudan and Eritrea. They will soon see snow for the first time.
Did you already see the snow? Snow, yes.
They are here to study art, Tai Chi, and especially French and English. Knowing one of those languages can help migrants in their efforts to live legally in France or in Britain, just across the English Channel. Nigerian migrant Samako Jones started the school. He says it is bringing together members of the city's different migrant communities.
Maybe you saw this Kosovar. He come to school. He sit down with blacks, you know, from Sudan, sometimes Afghan, two Afghan, three Afghan. But for me, it's a pleasure for me to see them live together, you know, sit down together, unite together.
The school opened 2 months ago in this Calais migrant camp that people have started calling the jungle. Today, classes are full and more people want to sign up. Some classes are held outside of the tent where the school began. The school has a growing number of teachers. They work as volunteers without pay. One is speech therapist Virginie Tibergen, who lives in the area. Some local residents have protested against the migrants, but others, like her, want to help the new arrivals.
I often see people on the road, and so I wanted to meet them, to know the way they were living here. The school is a way to restore humanity, and so it's a good thing.
Volunteers are also coming from Britain. Science teacher Niamh McMahon is from Kent. She heard about the school on Facebook. She crossed the English Channel with food, clothing, and school supplies for the many migrants.
I just felt really emotional about what's going on here, how these people are being treated. You know, they're desperate, they're running away from war and torture and suffering, in a lot of cases caused by Western policies. So I wanted to do what I could.
Samako Jones wants to launch another school program just for women and children. He says the school shows that migrants can create something good in the jungle of Calais. He hopes that Europe and its migrants can build a future together. And that's the Education Report. I'm Jill Robbins. Now it's your turn. What are individual people doing to help migrants or refugees where you live? Write to us in the comments section.